Need a cart?
The sun was shining, the humidity was high, and the cicadas were singing as carload after carload of new students unloaded their belongings and started moving into the University of West Florida's dorms for the beginning of a new year.
We're excited.
UWF President Martha Saunders was out greeting new students as they lugged their suitcases and garbage bags filled with clothes, books, and other assorted college student necessities. She says there are a lot more students to greet this year.
Enrollment is up significantly. Of course, we never have the final numbers until after drop and add, but we have been trending up all summer.
That enthusiastic whoop was from the members of Alpha Delta Phi, one of the sororities helping students move into their rooms. Cheyenne, a sorority sister and senior at UWF, remembers what her first move-in day was like.
It was hectic. It's a lot of people coming at once, and it's really nice to have the help. My freshman year, 4 years ago, moving everybody in, it was really nice having the help, and then now that it's nice to give back and help them.
And there are a lot more students to help. All the housing units on the UWF campus are full. Dr. Saunders says that's a turnaround.
We had a downturn for a while, but something happened, and so we're still getting calls. I just heard from the housing director said we're getting calls this morning from people that say, if I come over, can I have a room?
We had to move our own stuff in because, you know, we moved in before anybody else for fall camp.
Dalton Simpler is a member of the offensive line on the UWF Argos football squad.
We got the whole football team out here. We got fraternities and sororities, so we got a bunch of people out here.
Once students move in, it's time to get on with campus life. For many students, that means the first time they've lived out on their own.
Always number one, always be aware of your surroundings.
That's Mark Kosich, police chief at the university. He's beginning his second year on the job, and this is his second move-in day. He says safety on campus means not only taking advantage of what the school has to offer, but also using some common sense.
Get the information from the university, get the Argo alerts, be aware of your surroundings, make sure you lock your doors. Normally, when you're at home, in high school, you don't lock your door to your bedroom that often. Now you got to start locking it. Start locking your car, start locking your residence hall, wherever you're going. Don't go around at night by yourself. Those are the simple things that we want students to always remember.
The chief also points out that students on their own may start experimenting with alcohol now that they're away from home. He says the university has information and programs to help students learn about and cope with the consequences of having a bit too much to drink.
Some great counseling on campus that can help with that. A lot of resources on campus that they can go to if they feel like they need help with alcohol or need to understand what happens to your body when you do drink it.
Later in the morning, some thunderstorms made their way through the campus, but that didn't stop the move-in activities of the UWF staff and the new and returning students. And that activity is just beginning. Classes for the new semester begin Monday morning. Bob Barrett, WWF News.